Right, morning everybody. Nice to see you all. A few people haven't felt very well for one reason or another. So, they had to very well, so they're in there, slumped in there. I've obviously wanted just to do the bits that we can. We haven't got the whole cast covered, doesn't matter. Some people haven't actually prepared a character, and are just joining us this morning, so it's not going to be like a full turnout of the whole cast of As You Like It, but I don't think that matters. A few little introductions. I think it would help if I told you what we're going to do, then you can kind of relax, hopefully. Oh, you are?
I'd love to join in.
Yes. See if there's anybody in there in the wrong place. First of all, I'm not going to do any names or anything, because we don't really need that. But on condition that you wear your name thing, I'm going to get mine out as well. And if you haven't got it with you, I'll give you a label. It'll just mean that we don't have to spend any time, as is usually the case, I think, on these occasions, in doing a name game or something. So, anybody want a label?
Yes, please.
Okay. It only needs to be first name, or whatever you want to be known as. Anybody else? Oh, yes, well, you'll be doing that, and perhaps you can just pass the pen around. The other thing, later on, it might be quite good to have some programmes. Has anybody brought a programme? We've got one there, one here, that'll be fine. Oh, another one there. Yeah, so we've got three or four programmes. Class list. Actually, you need the programme because the reason I would be using it is for biography, actors' biographies. So if we've got a few programmes, that would be helpful. And you might want to put your initials on something if you the precious one for any reason, like sign. Okay, have we done more labels? I'm not going to do a checklist of who we've got, who's playing what, because it's quite nice to have some uncertainty about that, I think. So I'm not going to check now. The way that this will go, don't want to spend very much time warming up, just one simple game to get us moving around a little bit, tiny bit. And then the first thing that will happen after that is that we will just do the standing part, standing in character. You can try a few poses. It's a statue. It's standing in character. I can ask you now. Could you raise a hand if you're not ready to do a character? Is there anybody who hasn't prepared?
I'm happy to do it if you want.
Okay. There are right. So there is one key character, I think. Well, you know, you choose your own. Choose your own. It's a pose. You're obviously, part of the idea of the watching, the standing, the moving, listening to the lines, is focusing on what the actor's actually doing. And I think, I mean, I did it last night, and it always, I think, alters one's perception. You know, it makes for a much keener take on the play, hopefully. Well, we'll see. So that's the first thing that will happen, standing. And then we'll probably look at those, and we're not going to have the people who are standing, who are in their poses, saying who they are. You mustn't say who you are. But if when some of you will walk around looking, you can make suggestions, but nobody will say who they are. The next thing is going to be this question of the social encounter, the idea of the theatre as a space for social encounter. We go to it as to a party, as to a festivity. Now, I didn't have time because it got this together rather at the last minute, and I would love to have consulted Paul and others on reception theory to see who has written about the notion of the theatrical space as a festive thing, like a party. I don't know whether anybody has come across any literature on that. But it always strikes me it's a bit like that, and particularly in that we draw near and we draw back. We reject and we accept, I think. And there's a lot of that in our judgment. And last night, I mean, I was very conscious of that, particularly in the audience response at various times, and some of the actors that I was pestering in the pub afterwards confirmed that you know, when they talk about the difficult audience, they're talking about them pulling back. So part of the idea, it's a bit of an experiment, is to see what we make of that. And so this is a very simple exercise, and this is where you're walking, coming into the space in your character, and doing a little bit of silent walking around. You can do what you like, you can entertain us for 10 minutes, if you've got a star part. Or, you know, but basically it's going to be the character in there, and we should be around the edge of the room, and then I'll tell you what we're going to do about drawing the ear and pulling back. And then we'll be able to identify who we think the character is at that point. And again, it's very simple, so it's not exposing you to any embarrassment. Then we're going to do a little reconstruction exercise, which is just, this is going to be about unfolding the, because we haven't got time in this workshop to think about director's interpretation, a lot of the technical things which we'll be discussed in great detail in the other room, I'm sure. But I want us to bring up the context of the play. And so we're going to be doing a little group reconstruction about the world of the play and how it unfolds, the unfolding of the design and the set. So we'll be doing that. Then we're going to turn to the language that you've prepared. Now, the idea of the language bits. How many of you have got, I mean, for instance, I'm going to kick it off to demonstrate. My little tag for my part is just, it's long enough for me to be able to remember it, and then just trying to think, should I be giving this away? Yes, I will give it away, because I don't need to stand there. I've got Adam's line, because nobody chose Adam. And the one that I'm going to give you in the speech exercise to kick it off is the line, is old dog my reward, true, I have lost my teeth in your service. We need to be able to remember that, because to start with, we're not going to be saying the line as it was said in the play. We're going to use an exercise which I'm sure a lot of you know, taking language across the circle. And we're going to just play with ways of saying that, and then we're going to have the way that Adam in the play said it, according to my memory and my imitation, and then we can try that with it. The idea of this, again, is that we're dealing with people, we're doing an actor's work, we're trying to conjure up, while we talk about this morning, we're trying to conjure up something of the specificity of what they're doing. And again, when you were looking last night, hopefully, it's a slightly panic-stricken exercise, because I know it's very difficult to, that's why I said, get one line if you can, get two lines. It's very hard to actually, and also to mark it. Same problem they were talking about yesterday. How do we annotate in the theatre? How does the Macedonian absorb it? Or, you know, how do you make your notes? We can talk about that later at this time. I would just say that some of the work is a bit delicate in terms of, you know, for instance, the drawing near and going away again. I would like that to remain, not that, I mean, if you happen to have a friend in the cast, I think one or two people do, and certainly there's somebody here who knows a lot of them very well. And I think it ought to be sort of, I don't know, I'm being precious about this, but it probably ought to be confidential, because we're talking about a personal response, first of all, in the draw near exercise. And so it would be probably good not to say, you know, that people having difficulty were rejecting. I mean, I don't know, we'll see. But a bit of confidentiality maybe on that. Then we're going to do a bit of move and part, what I call move and part discussion, where what we basically do is circulate and we raise them, we move them into things to do with actors' technique. So we move away from the notion of meeting actors, engaging with them, seeing what they how they move, how they walk, and how we would greet them. And we're going to move into things like their movement abilities. We're going to move into their critical intelligence, reading the part, what they're doing with it, and things like voice and responsiveness to others. These are topics, and we'll be discussing those sometimes in pairs, sometimes in groups. So that's a way of trying to then bring in evaluation at the level of technique, the acting skills, and so on. And there is then at the end, if we have time, there's a nice little written thing, which is very simple, which we'll do, which I don't really need to explain at this point. I think on the after we've done the work on the technical skill and so on, we talked about that. And on those occasions, we'll be having free discussion, anything that you want to say with the people that you're with about particular actors. Yes, I was going to say the biographies, the programmes. I've had a few conversations Who's local? I mean, Tracy Irish, very local, and works here, I'm not saying more than that at the moment. Paul, obviously, you all know. Is there anybody else who's local? And no. So, yes, a little bit. So, yes, and Amanda, of course. Yeah. Now, you may have knowledge of actors' training, where they're coming from. I had some conversations. I attempted to get a bit of extra information on a few topics to do with what actors are bringing to the play. And some of you will know things. Sorry, I can't remember your name. Sorry, because you're the institute, aren't you?
No,
you're not. It's Geraldine.
Yeah.
But you probably know a bit of, you know, something about the actors too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's fine. When we have the discussion on that, I'll explain more. So there we go. On the lines, just so we don't have too many hold-ups when we get going, on the lines, how many of you feel confident to float a line, such as the one I've just given you with Adam, into the group for other people to speak? Can you just wave a hand if you feel okay about that? Hi. Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That'll be fine. And the rest of you just... you know, if you want to do the first part of the walking, the statues, whatever, you can. If you don't want to do the speech, then I think for the chairs, what we'll do, we'll pull the chairs back to the edge of the room, and then you can have your papers and pens and stuff and anything you might want, like your programs, anything like that, underneath. Because we'll want to sit down some of the time, but for the most part, we'll just be walking about a bit. So would you like to just push the chairs back? If you're on the sort of wings, push them back. We're supposed to avoid the fire exit, by the way.
Can you just leave a gap
for these? And we've got health and safety Margaret here, who's watching, and also Sue. Jenny. Step back. And then let's just... Oh yeah, the chair's a bit ugly. Oh, that'll be all right. That's for the paint job. So we're right on the edge. Okay, I think you need to breathe in nice and lightly. And let's just walk in a little bit. Shake your hands a bit. Now... this is just part of the clap exercise. You know the clap exercise where you pass the clap round the circle and then back the other way. We're just going to pass it one way. Clap goes round. Okay, and slow it up now. Slow it up. And start to move around, remembering who you're next to. Keep it going. Move around. Move anywhere you like, but watch the person. Now we're going to speed it up a bit. The cat's going to come back to you. Okay, move around.
Okay, you did it. Okay, then what did you do?
Just do it again if you want.
We're getting lost.
Slow down. Okay, let's start off. Start again. I'm looking at that again. Take a look. Freeze. Take a look where your person is. Difficult. Let's build it a little more slowly. And move. You've got to watch the one. Pick it up. Okay, I'll pick it up again. Keep your eye on your person.
Look at the person I'm looking at.
There you go, hold on. This is very interesting, isn't it? And I'm thinking about something else. Like, well, it's going to work. Let's build confidence. Keep your eye on your friends.
Sorry.
Get them building your sights. Let's gradually build it. Move on in your yard. Okay, another treat. Let's be our characters. If you're not going to do a statue, sit on the floor. If you want to just imitate anybody and you haven't prepared it, do it. You know, you can think of anybody if you like in the play.
Oh, okay.
Up to you. Just hold that pose. Okay, this half of the room, relax and take a look around this half. Let's have a walk around. You can speak aloud if you think you're seeing something. Come and look at them. You hold your poses. Don't give it away. Every brain and the same. What's some steps in that? Okay. You go back now into your poses. And you relax. Take your poses up now. Come have a walk around, have a look. Okay, that's lovely. Back to the edge of the room. This one, moving on now to the drawing near. Anybody know the Tennant fan? Okay.
Abigail.
Would anybody like to do a David Tennant occupying space into the middle? David Tennant as Hamlet. How he walked. Any movement. Not how he spoke. Anyone like to try that?
Do a pose.
Do a pose. Lovely. Anyone would like to walk it? Can you walk it?
Sorry, I'm trying to think of this. Saying where we moved. God, that's hard.
Don't worry, you gave us a nice pose. Anybody like to walk it? Walk a tenant. Okay, well, somebody come in now as a tenant fan. Come back alone or somebody else? Yes, come back. There's David Tennant. We're pulled back to the edge of the room. It's quite a small room. I just want you now to draw near or back off. This is a personal thing. What happens to you? He's a superstar, comes on the stage. How close do you get? This is just physicalizing it. Just take a little walk in. If you get very close, you're very much drawn to him as though he passed me. Here, stand offish, hang back a bit. Let's see where we end up. Okay, go on round across the circle. Back to the edge. Thank you, David. Can we do that once more with another character? Maybe we'd like to suggest a character that they would like to walk into the space in role, Shakespeare, Stratford. Okay. This is a big personality like David Tennant again.
Oh,
before
right.
We start the play. Anybody else?
Anthony Sherman.
Okay, Anthony Sherman. Come on, man, Anthony. Okay. Here we go. Anthony Sherman. If you don't know him, you'll just
draw. Well, don't, sit down on the floor if you don't know his work, because otherwise it'll be confusing. Let's get near or draw back.
James, can I ask, is this Anthony Scher?
Anthony Scher as personality. As actor, as personality. When he comes onto the stage,
right.
What do you feel?
So
yes, are you drawn or not? These are stars, so I'm not surprised that we're all getting pretty close. Okay, back across, the other. Okay, thank you. Now we're going to move. We're going to now move into our characters, and I don't really want to say you, it's up to you when you go. Perhaps I'll demonstrate mine. You know, it's Adam first. So I'm going to just didn't observe this expression. I'm now the actor. You're seeing me on stage. You're seeing me in the performance. When I come on, how warm are you to, not me, the actor, playing Adam last night? Another line Richard said, as when a well-graced actor leaves the stage, the eyes, what is it, our eye bent on him that follows. I think Case was picking them all. There, I'm off with him. Okay. Draw near or don't for Adam the actor. Be ruthless. Don't be sentimental about it. See if you have me. Okay, done. Walk across, and somebody else do that over there. Don't say who it is. Yes, and we'll guess. Here we go. Next person. Anybody? We're going to get through all the characters. Anywhere you like. Okay, when she's finished, then she shows us. That's great. So, any guesses?
Oh,
lovely. End up in the middle, that girl. Right. Picture again what it was like. He came on, what he looked like. Played through, trying to get your.
Sorry, who was it? Sorry,
touch sense. So try to sort of try to think now where you can stand. Okay. Did you draw near? Or did you back off? If you just look around, we're getting to some of the things that happened in the pub.
Besides Ricky, you mean?
Yeah. You know what you're talking. Okay, let's just go on now to the next one. Anybody? Keep it moving because we've got lots of time. End up in the middle when you're through. Yes? Okay. In we go. Remember, it's absolute indifference or dislike on the other side. A bit? Sorry.
The more expert you are,
the better. Okay. And there we go again. No conclusions here, it's just not yet. We can talk about
sorry.
We can argue about this later. Okay. I'm good. You haven't seen it? Yes. Okay. If you haven't seen it... If you haven't seen it, drop on the floor. You know, so that's good. Thank you. Oh, right. Interesting. Yes. with the numbers, we can put on here.
Let's get to Laura and bed quick. Just rest in the middle. Enjoy the discomfort. Any ideas?
Sin? No.
Shasta?
No.
Audrey? No. Give us again. Give us again.
Give us again?
Yep. Yeah.
Sit down.
here, across my group before. Bring a chair if you'd rather not sit in the seat. Do bring a chair. That's our affect, really, isn't it? It's like with, now, the context in which they're all moving and performing, directorial view, design, all this, that, we're just going to reconstruct that a little bit. If you haven't seen the play, sometimes it's good to do a few with a group. Some people haven't seen the play, and you want to give them a feeling for what we're talking about. So what we're going to do with this, the idea is that we close our eyes, and we just float in little phrases, not long statements, but little phrases, descriptive phrases or reactions. You can, if you speak at the same time as somebody else, it doesn't matter, wait, just keep the mood going. Don't argue with anybody in it, so you don't contradict each other, I think. You just float in, you can put in something contrary, but you don't say, oh, I don't agree with that. You just say what you feel. So it's floating things in. Now, cast your mind back to the opening of the play, the set. I think what we'll do is when we feel it's time to move on, I don't know how many phases there are to this, but it's the unfolding of the concept and the design and the direction through our imaging, what it's like. And we'll just move on. I think anybody can say move on, and then we'll get to a new phase if we get stuck. Let's do the first phase of this, so the world of the play, and just float any little phrases in that you feel like floating in to conjure up that world of the play that the actors are performing within.
Cold.
Cold.
Feeling cold.
Icebergy.
Rigid.
Repressed.
Puritan.
Black.
Starched. Shafts of blue.
Straight lines. Black and white.
Silvery cold. Rigid. Stains like you see in the street. Terrible noise of crunching bodies.
Gas.
Screams.
Enforcements.
Move on. You can shout and go back if you want to, as we did there, just to pick up that rest from there. Move on. And if you feel we've jumped too far, say, go back if you want to get something there. Move on.
Love.
Trap doors.
Explosion from beneath.
Enjoy.
Arms.
Suspicion.
Very indulgent song.
Strange, alienating, surprising song.
And beautiful. Clone roots. And Shakespearean. Comradeship.
Didn't hear.
Comradeship.
Sneer. Belarus.
Okay, we'll fill out the whole of this for us now. Anything else? Huge dead clematis like creeper.
Right here.
So. Dumped down.
Cold.
Snow.
Yeah.
Rust.
Fear.
Hunger.
Desperation. Exhaustion.
Lack of logical connection.
Generating.
step when it's open.
Ladders.
What's that?
Ladders.
Ladders, yeah.
Trees and back doors. Ropes. Pipes.
Words on cardboard boxes.
Observing.
What words? Love. Hither.
Listen.
Effective letters crudely painted everywhere. Pasted up.
Poetry.
Obsession. More songs.
Okay, let's move it to the final phase now. Anything else we want to conjure up as we get to the final phase of anything to add?
Lusty sags.
Yeah, Celia's nightmare.
Marriage.
Warmth.
Blue ribbons. Love.
Colour. Straw horses.
That was probably a corn dance.
Silliness. Grass.
That's lettuce.
Why do you even see it?
More music.
Fiddler.
Modern costumes around Jacob's.
Yeah, all costumes updating.
Policeman.
Yes. Medallion strips and black ties and black uniforms.
Rabbit.
Jeans.
People smelling the rabbit.
Crown.
English folk tradition, rural, rather crude, lovely, attractive rural celebration. Drumbeats, rhythm.
Karaoke.
Okay, thank you. So that's a kind of background, and we're not articulating where it comes from, or whether it's design, or whether it's quite interesting, because I sort of felt with some productions, if you do that, it builds into a, you know, a very immediate sort of work, and this is kind of going like this with our discussions without it. Again, we're not designing yet. Okay, on the common feet.
Let's just have a
walk around now, stretching. If you like, just thin out like the atoms. And in pairs, when I fit my fingers, I'd like you just to discuss, now we're getting on to the technique, the quality. You can be evaluative now as much as you like. Which actors, which performances, in terms of movement, physical ability. Their grace as actors, their ability to move. Just get in a pair, or a three now, and talk about that. Evaluate the movement of the cast.
And then you realize that you're going to be so excited. And then you're going to be so excited.
Okay, freeze. I freeze. When you're ready to finish. Okay, freeze. Okay. Just think for a minute now. Sorry to break off. Just think for a minute about what was said. Not to close your eyes. Just think about anything that emerged. Were there agreements, disagreements, particularly good points from your partner or from you? Okay, just make a bigger group now, like a 5 or a 4. Just join. It can be bigger than that. Okay, can you just exchange? Try to keep this like a reportage. Exchange, report to each other. Any good things that came out, any strong evaluations, just a bit of feedback from groups to each other.
Okay. Well, but basically, we just changed one of the last week in court, so then there was German, Irish, and black.
I'm going to move you on in 1 minute. 1 minute to finish off. Say what you're going to say. Say goodbye. Move around. Yeah. Say goodbye. Move around. Where have you like individually? Keep talking if you've got to finish something off to your cup. Move around. Okay, now a new pair, or three if we need it. Can you talk about, I know some of you mentioned it, can you talk about voice? This is the big thing. Verse speaking, voice, clarity. Okay, how do you evaluate? What do you feel like the RSC last night on that, the actors? Voice, now, in clarity, delivery,
I think
Roger Gamble's very interesting.
Thank you.
Was that true when John J. O'Neill, when he had his Irish accent, yeah. his Northern Ireland vowel imitation?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It sent behind us, where we were, there was a member of staff who went into hysterics on that, clearly indicating that it was, to me, that it was a one-off that night.
Yeah.
She
didn't do it before when I saw it. I mean,
for
a preview, she didn't.
What was it? What
and
was
he
it
definitely
called
Rosalind.
Rosalind.
Yeah.
So
she didn't.
I mean, she says nothing. That's nothing to do with the play at all. It's like there's no context in which that's funny outside. You're just.
It was a sort of banter.
Yeah.
Change.
Yeah.
I found it very funny just watching their relationship, which didn't have something that was slightly realer than just. Two characters responding to one another, two people responding to one another, quite enjoyable to see.
And I think that sort of exchange can involve the audience rather than exhibit them. You can feel, oh yes, you know, sort of respond to it in a positive way.
I think it does serve a dramatic function, which I agree, I think it sort of did, because I wasn't convinced by their chemistry, Rosalind and Orlando, until towards the end of the play. I think that might have had something to do with it.
It was the most mental chemistry I've seen for a long time I think, you know, you see with so much strong looking and concentration in Orlando, and then as things dawn on him, it's almost as though the mental thing feeds into his physical. But, I mean, what about Celia and Rosalind? Were we feeling this was a wonderful, snappy, sisterly thing?
It was slightly more seemingly unfair for Rosalind. In the way the text sort of says at the beginning, you're obviously still upset, and you shouldn't be upset, you're still with me, forget about your father.
Yeah.
And I think she carried that through, that sort of like every time Rosalind got involved with his little Orlando, if it's sort of like,
he's not a good idea. Sorry. I thought Rosalind and Celia, particularly in the court scene, they were very good, in that Rosalind showed that little hint of rebellion. She didn't curtsy quite so deeply as Celia. Celia was very much part of her father's court. Rosalind was, but kept it. As I say, I thought she showed that little hint of rebellion that was to come in her approach. And yes, the sisterly bit was very much there.
But it comes straight after the argument between the brothers, as it did almost straight after. It showed that Celia was more sisterly towards Rosalind than the reverse. And that actually deteriorated through the entire play, to the point where Celia was almost a cipher. She had to be there to answer her lines. And then she came back into her own when, what's his name?
Oliver
came back on stage. So that it wasn't a relationship so much from Rosalind to Celia as from Celia to Rosalind.
Right. I think it's just the different growth periods. Rosalind had changed. She was looking for love with a man, and Celia was still.
She was left behind, but she was still. But she still.
And she was very protective of her in the court, and also to an extent in the forest. When Rosalind was getting hurt, Celia was trying to stand between her and that hurt. And as you say, it was only when Oliver comes in that she started leading her own life.
The only time that Rosalind appeared to be protecting Celia was actually the beginning of the forest.
Mm. But that was just a joke. Yeah. She then banged her in. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. There's an interesting status tussle between the two of them. Because in the court scene, Celia was clearly more important.
Yes,
and knew it. And she seemed quite anxious in a way to retain her status when they got into the forest, which was increasingly slipping away from her. Especially, I think, because Rosalind was now a man. And it kind of affected the freedoms associated with gender.
Actually, I thought it was interesting that the Duke actually showed affection to Celia, which you don't really see.
Yes, he's very mature.
Yes.
I think I was talking to him actually last night. One thing that did impress me with him, this is with usurping Duke Frederick, that line, more than a thou, when Oliver says, I never loved my brother in my life. More than that. It's normally a strong line for the Duke to assert authority. He did a strong reaction of irony, but very confident to do it through physical, and then more than that. And I think that's a beautiful example of react, and that actually is very modest, I think. And his performance is modest but very solid and interesting to me. But that was a reaction.
The thing that worried me was when he banishes Orlando, or when he tells Orlando to leave the court, essentially, and says, thou art an honest youth, thou had told me of another father. He did it with such kind of, actually, it was slightly heartfelt, you are an honest youth, and I wish you'd told me of another father, and actually gave him the money. Mm. So Celia's line, were I my father, cuz, would I do this, for me then didn't really make any sense, because he'd actually just, he'd given him the prize and said, just wish you were somebody else's son. So that for me rather shifted the balance.
It made him a more complex character.
Mm-hmm. It depends much higher standards the Westphal was. If you think of what happened before, the Westphal was, basically his top, guard dog. Mm-hmm. And Orlando's got rid of that top guard dog. And so, in a way, he should have replaced him. He should have had a job at court. He should have had a lot of things. So, in a way, he still was a snob. It just wasn't, shooting
more soldiers,
killing
them
instantly. But
it
was later that.
Okay, thanks. Any more quick? Just one very quick one for me. I think I was very conscious, going back to this notion of whether there are in-jokes, whether there's something happening with it there. I think with that space, it reminded me a bit of the Globe, in the sense that pumping some of the reactions up. You know, so that when you're getting reactions, Katie Stevens actually loves doing that, and plainly from our evaluation, we weren't irritated by it. But I have spoken to people who say, what's all the double taking about? What is all the extra exaggeration of reaction? Because she does do that, and she's so full of energy. I mean, she went off at the end, she bounded off as though she was doing the hurdles. She's making that an aspect of her acting style, I think. And I wonder to what extent that's coming from the shape of the theatre. When I asked one or two of the actors, and Tracy would know much more about this than I do, but it seemed to me that they're saying that space is the big dominant thing on our acting style. How we relate, how we tell the story, everything comes back to the courtyard space. Is that right?
No, I completely agree with you. I think it's, they love that space. The actors that come along love that space and they love playing with it. So
And the Duke said he plays it all up here. The court stuff is up to the circle. Mm. And when you get to the forest, I mean, it's interesting, the comedy order of the ghosts, those things are happening. Okay. I think we ought to...
You were talking about the end. I lived up a bit earlier to collect some stuff from the program. And the guy said, they're all sort of up here tonight because some are off on holiday tomorrow.
Yeah.
So maybe that was part of the energy excess. Because they've got a break while they bring the other Russian thing.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. We're just going to do a quick bit of the language across, which is going back actually to the characters, slightly out of order, but it doesn't matter. It's not my fault. I go across, I say, this is not play, obviously. I carry the line across to Amanda. It's not my fault.
It's not my fault.
I move it across.
It's not my fault.
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 All together then.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women made by song.
Okay.
All together then. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women made phrase.
Take it across to somebody and vary how you say it.
All the world, the stage, and all those men and women, really quiet.
All the world, the stage, and all the men and women, really players.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players.
Last one.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players.
Everybody across the circle, in your own way, address anybody you like on the way. Are we ready?
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players.
Show us how it's done now.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players.
Because we're running out of time, which I'm just going to ask you to do and go straight into the way it was done on stage. Take it across. We won't do the variations. So, anybody who'd like to go next? Okay.
You have misused our sex in your love parade.
Take it across to somebody else. Lovely. Take it across here. Okay. Yeah.
You have misused our sex in your love parade.
You've misused our sex in your love parade.
You have misused our sex in your love parade.
Everybody together in style of the play. You have
misused our sex in your love parade.
Another one, Celia. Another one, Celia. Got any more? No?
Me, I've got more.
Yeah.
Next bit.
Okay, well, let's do one. I don't have much time. Let's take that slowly. Take another one. Anybody? Okay.
If a heart do lack a hind, let it seek out Rosaline.
All together?
If a heart do lack a hind, let it seek out Rosaline.
Take it across to somebody else.
Okay. If a heart do lack a hind, let it seek out Rosaline.
If a heart to lack a hind, let's seek out Rosaline.
Okay, give us another one, again.
Oh my goodness. Okay,
When I was in the court, I was in a better place.
Any more from Abigail?
I'm stopped.
Okay, somebody else. Lovely.
Like Juno's swan, still we went uncoupled and inseparable.
Oh. All across.
Like Juno's swan, still we went coupled and inseparable.
Give it us again.
Like Juno's swan, still we went coupled and inseparable.
Like Juno's
swan, still we went coupled and inseparable.
And another one. Anybody else?
There's no news at court, sir, but the old news.
What do you?
There's no news at court, sir, but the old news.
That star again coming across on her own.
There's no news at court, sir, but the old news.
Everybody follow her, she's going to say it again.
There's no news at court, sir, but the old news.
Freeze. Somebody else?
It is to be your maid of sighs and tears, and so am I for Phoebe.
It is to be your maid of sighs and tears, and so am I for Phoebe.
Gather around the speaker.
It is to be your maid of sighs and tears, and so am I for Phoebe.
It is to be your maid of sighs and tears, and so am I for Phoebe.
This wide world presents small woeful pageants than the scene wherein we play. This wide world presents more woeful pageants than the scene wherein we play.
This wide world presents more woeful pageants than the scene wherein we play.
Anybody else? Now's your chance.
How full of briars is this workaday world?
How full of briars is this workaday world!
Explore the line first, obviously in each case as we did with Adam, so it was just important that you said the lines we got at the end, and then get into the style of delivery. Okay, I'd like to sit down. Just 5 minutes left. On this question, I don't think you should give up the programme, but on this question of extra perspectives, where actors come from, any particular things, just to give you some examples, some of the ones that I've talked to Touchstone, and I asked them this question about, are there any, I wouldn't dare to ask actors, what movements, influences, theatre practitioners have affected you? Most of them say, oh, they don't like pushing, oh God, no, you know, it's all that thing. He said, love. He said that a lot of my acting, my movement comes from the Lala Muir, if you know the movement work at Lala. And then he came, and I said, well, many actors don't want to ask it. He said, well, I think in deduction, because there are influences there. Katie Stevens actually said that for her, the thing that influenced her most of all was I'll come back to that, because I've actually got I've written it down. The second question I asked someone about their individual discoveries in Shakespeare, what things they felt they'd made for themselves. Again, Touchstone was very interesting. He went into the whole thing about chaos theory and how he's interested in physics and the interest in the movement, the flux moment when gas goes to liquid or solid goes to gas. So he used that. No narrative stuff at all, like the straight jacket. There is no Stanislavski, he's very anti-Stanislavski method or the rest of it. He's saying that for him, every part he comes to is going to be a new set of mix. Anybody like to comment? Do you see actors or do you know where particular parts of their performance come from in terms of things like that? Theatre practitioners, style, schools. Were you aware of that?
It's almost very difficult to tell. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm quite surprised all these actors that they work from the outside in when they seem to be doing
it. Yeah. It was Audrey who said clown. I know they did a clown workshop, didn't they? They did a mime workshop.
Yeah, they did a comedian dancing.
Do you want to tell us a bit about it?
I can't remember his name.
Yes.
We had this at the very, very beginning when they had 2 weeks on some training the whole cast together before they split off to rehearse different plays. And they had a couple of workshops with this, what's his name? I can't remember, who is a leading kind of commedia dell'arte practitioner. And that was quite fascinating because watching it, he was saying, you know, anybody can do this. This isn't about acting, it's about not acting. And those of us who weren't actors, well, crap compared to them because of the instincts they've got. Mm-hmm. But they did have, they did play around with that quite a lot.
Right.
And obviously, Sophie and Richard particularly got quite a lot of background there.
Yeah. But I mean, if you think of when Peter Book hit the RSC, my whole circus with the dream, the thing was played through. It was played through that series of theatre, that way of training. And I'm sort of looking at the biographies. It's not just Scottish accents, but I think the Tron. You know, the actors who've done a lot of work at the Tron. This can be. So the reason I'm raising that is because in terms of trying to understand what they're doing, you know, one can say, well, this isn't relevant. But if they're importing a Stanislavskian approach or a clowning approach or whatever it is, then my point would be that one needs to read that and take it on board and go with it. Before making a judgment that this isn't how the character should go. And I think a lot of probably looking at Jacobs and Touchstone and so on, you say, well, this isn't how the character is. A lot of people would say that. Whereas what one needs to do is to try to enter where they're coming from. And then the individual discoveries, like
time to think. Oh, no, I'm going to stop that because we're running out of time. I'm going to give you a sheet of paper. If you get a pencil or a pen, okay, if you take a sheet of paper, just completely on your own, away from everybody else. I was just going to read you Katie Stevens' thing. She said, in her case, she was very influenced by an actress called Alison Steeples when she was a teenager. She had a particularly masculine energy, which has become part of my style and very useful for everybody like it. But she's actually playing Rosalind through the influence of an actress she identified. And then when she came to what she discovered for herself, she said, basically, it's got to be a completely fresh style for every part of it. On the sheet, could you write a strong comment? It doesn't have to be positive, negative, whatever, but have a little think about making a critical comment about any aspect of the performance. Think of trying to make the focused comment at the top of your sheet. Just have a think. What do you want to say? It's a bit like an eye catcher for a review. What might you write in a review? Just reflecting on some of the things we've been doing. You can write about an actor, you can write about something to do with the performance of the acting. Positive, negative, but a strong comment, a newspaper-y comment. They're still working away. When you've got that comment, just put it in the middle of the room here and pick up another one that somebody's written and write a response to that. If you just want to go on with your own, go on with your own. When you're ready, put them in, pick them up, response. Yes, whatever you like. Agreement, disagreement, whatever you like. And do that, and then just when you've had enough of that, go and get another one.
Leave it in the middle and don't pick up another.
Okay, we're more or less ready to go into the other room. And what I was going to suggest was, obviously, as you can see, we're not coming to conclusions and we haven't polarised, and it's been investigative and rather different to how we would be if we'd sat in a seminar and presented cases. So it's rather less, this kind of method obviously is more ruminative, perhaps in terms of preparation for writing now, which you've just been doing, or going off and writing about the thing. The idea is that we sort of reflected a bit on what we bring to plays, what we might get by investigating what actors think they're bringing. I mean, we haven't talked about a lot of the things which will, I think, will have been raging debates, which would be lovely to talk about. We haven't been doing that here, but it's lovely to talk about it. Like, why don't we have It Was a Lover and His Lass? Why have we got Rosamund's? What was that from, her epilogue? It wasn't from the play. Where was it from? Traditional song? You know, all these sorts of questions, which I talked to Pete Holman a bit last night, and he was pretty agitated about certain inconsistencies of various kinds. It has not been at that scholastic level, and it wasn't trying to be. But what I wanted to say to you was, if anybody feels like, I've got to write up, agreed to write up something about this little session, with a few other things as well, to do with the play, for Peter and Paul, because they're going to try and put the papers together. If anybody would like to communicate with me, I mean, I might be able to get around to, I don't know about typing all that out, but it would be nice if you could read that. If you do want to communicate with me, send me an email. You can reflect on any aspect. I mean, you know what some of the objectives were, because I gave you printed sheets. And like things like the notion just beginning to think about that, the notion of the theatre as a festive space, a party space, and the notion of positive and negative effect and how that, you know, all the things that we've been kind of touching on. If you've got any reflections, make it in terms of the play, rather than sort of saying, you know, I mean, go back to the play and try to think about whether any of it does apply to the way that you're judging and evaluating the actors now. I think that's about it. So it'd be lovely to hear from you, definitely. But if you haven't got time, don't worry. And we didn't talk about Martex, when they saw anything. Some people found it quite offensive, I think, with two types of clutter. I asked him, a terrible one for asking questions in clutter. He did say, I think, that came from Michael Boyd. He said, I wish I thought of it. He seemed very happy to be doing that.
I know
the
nostalgia on Rosamund's like a voice. She didn't want it initially.
No.
He insisted he was kept
it. Yeah. Any final comments? Okay, thanks very much, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see you. We've got to go into the tannery right now.
Oh, that's the spirit.
We should have come here then.
We like it.
Yes.